Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. If you're heading out the door, be advised it's cold, 22 degrees. A man in his 30s is dead after a shooting on Wichita's near south side. Around 11:45 Monday night, first responders were called to the 800 block of South
Broadway. Good morning. With a clearing sky.
Police Captain Wendell Nicholson says,
after talking to witnesses and looking at the videos, that a unknown male had approached the vehicle and fired one shot into the car, striking the victim. He ran to the south to a hotel in the area.
The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released. Police have taken a person of interest in custody. House lawyers make their case for and against impeaching President Trump as part of a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee.
For several hours, staff attorneys laid out the evidence, Democratic counsel Daniel Goldman telling lawmakers.
President Trump directed a months-long campaign to solicit foreign help in his 2020 re-election efforts.
Democrats say there's direct evidence linking President Trump to a scheme forcing Ukraine to announce investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden in exchange for military aid. Republican counsel Stephen Castor says the problem with that,
the aid, of course, was released September 11th.
Without, Republicans say, any investigation. Democrats say that aid was released only after Congress became aware of the hold. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A deadly car accident claimed the life of a man near Garden Plain Monday afternoon near 311th Street West and 47th Street South. A driver reported seeing another vehicle off the road and upside down. The driver of that car, a man in his 60s, was thrown from the car and was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released. Under a city law passed by voters in 1991, Wichita's mayor and council members are limited to two consecutive four-year terms. At today's meeting, the city council will take another look at term limits. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Many of the people that have left office have said that we don't have enough time in office. And, you know, local elections are different than someone serving in Washington, D.C., where they're so far removed.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A Wichita mother accused of killing her infant son will stand trial.
23-year-old Kimberly Cuppas pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of 2-year-old Zayden Janus Shoklu. The child died from an overdose of a drug that treats opioid addiction in April of this year. Reggie Winters, who was in the motel room with Cuppas, testified Monday, saying Zayden was acting strange the night before he died.
He was still being unresponsive to anything that I was doing, but he was snoring. I mean, he was alive. I said, hey, there's something wrong with your son. Do you want to take him to the hospital? I asked her that at least two or three times.
Her trial was set for March 16th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities say the deaths of two men from Junction City are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Kansas Information Network's Daniel Norwood has more.
Garrett County authorities say that the bodies of 27-year-old Zachary Lima and 24-year-old Christopher Young were found late Thursday near Milford Lake Dam in Junction City. Garrett County Sheriff's Deputy David Gilbert said that investigators believe that Lima forced his way into a home and took 24-year-old Christopher Young out of the house before the men's bodies were found. No further information was released.
New Zealand police may open a criminal investigation into Monday's deadly volcano eruption. Five are confirmed dead and eight missing and presumed dead. New Zealand Ministry of Health spokesman Pete Watson says the country's burn treatment centers are stretched thin.
The volume of work facing our National Burns Unit at Middlemore Hospital in one day is equivalent to the normal workload that they would see in a typical year in the Burns Unit at Middlemore.
Geologists say there's a 50% chance of a smaller or similar type of eruption through Wednesday afternoon local time. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Stephen, 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330 KNSS, 6:10 in the morning now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, and...
Well, traffic conditions...
Gasoline prices?
Oh, well, I was going to say, traffic conditions are...
It's okay.
It's not bad out there. It's really cold, but it's not bad out there. But unfortunately, some bad news in the gasoline prices arena. Yeah, they're jumping up. Started seeing it yesterday. $2.29 a gallon out there. That's what you got this morning. Most of the retailers out there. So the gasoline prices are jumping back up. We were down as low as $2.13, so now back up to $2.29. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clearing sky across south central Kansas, we have another cold front poised to move in, and that will keep temperatures in the low 40s, around 43 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low 26, and then breezy and warming back up Wednesday with a high 51. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, 23 degrees, 23 right now. Today is Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. A chilly, breezy day across central Kansas Monday. Breezy, heck, it was windy. Wichita's high temperature was 39 degrees, normal high 45. A north wind gust of 50 miles per hour clocked near Eisenhower Airport.
It's one of the things I noticed this morning. Man. It was much colder this morning, but there wasn't that wind.
Windy wind.
And it felt okay, even though it was quite a bit colder.
On this date in 2007, the costliest ice storm in Kansas history struck. Widespread, moderate to heavy freezing rain coated nearly all of the state with 1 to 2 inches of ice. Excuse me. Some areas were overwhelmed by a staggering 2 to 4 inches of glaze. Now, that's ice. When they get 4 inches of ice,
yeah,
that's trouble.
That
big is trouble.
Pretty bad.
Damage to the electrical infrastructure
mm-hmm.
was around $136 million, the costliest in Kansas history. Of this total, $37.5 million in damage was assessed in Reno County alone. Just Reno County.
Yeah.
Wow. 2007, the big ice storm.
I remember it well.
Of 2007. An unusual gift delivered to a Kentucky man has ended up being confiscated. Narcotics officers intercepted an air fryer being shipped to Louisville. And when they checked it out, it contained about 20 pounds of meth stuffed inside the fryer. Apparently, they're going to fry up some meth, I guess. But they say the parcel held about $100,000 worth of drugs.
Yeah, okay.
Once it was delivered to the suspect's house, officers armed with a search warrant were able to intercept it. Doesn't say what happened to the person who lives there, but you know, you'd have to assume that maybe they were at least given a good talking to.
Perhaps.
About the fryer.
Yeah.
U.S. government across three White House administrations misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war. Oh, what a surprise. Often suggesting success where it didn't exist, according to thousands of pages of documents obtained by the Washington Post. Sounds like we have a repeat of the Pentagon Papers. Documents reveal deep frustrations about America's conduct of the Afghanistan war, including an ever-changing U.S. strategy, struggles to develop an effective Afghan fighting force, and persistent failures to defeat the Taliban and combat corruption throughout the government. I mean, pretty much we already knew this. But these are apparently some official documents that prove it. The documents quote officials close to the 18-year war effort describing a campaign by the U.S. government to distort the grim reality of the war. The government was distorting it, though. That's what these say. Well, kind of what we pretty much suspected. All right, today is the 10th of December.
I mean, this has been going on since Vietnam.
Yeah.
Well, they're putting a spin on things. And
they spin.
Can you trust what the government is telling you?
On this date in 1905, the O. Henry short story, The Gift of the Magi, was published in the New York Sunday World magazine under the title Gifts of the Magi. You read this in school, Ted?
Of course. Classic story.
Yeah, it was like a required. I don't remember what grade it was in. Eighth, ninth, maybe? Maybe ninth? Maybe ninth would be mature enough to get what the couple was doing there. Great story. And has a twist at the end. If you've never read it, you don't see it coming. I didn't anyway. And if you've never read it, pick it up. It don't take you a few minutes to read it. It's a terrific little story. But that's what O. Henry did. He wrote short stories, and he had a number of pretty good ones, I guess.
He was a good writer.
He was born in 1862 in North Carolina. And his name, his real name, William Sidney Porter. O. Henry Williams. He went to prison for a couple of years.
Really?
Yep. He embezzled about $854 from a bank.
I don't know if I knew that.
And he went to prison. Now, do you know this? He was a licensed pharmacist.
I didn't know that either.
And in prison, he was like the nighttime druggist in the prison.
Yeah, he was on duty.
So he got out of there, and right around the first of the century, started writing his stories, and then from about 1902 on, that's when he would really hit his stride. O. Henry, interesting character. His life is a pretty good story right there.
Yeah.
But that's a good Christmas time story. The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. It's coming up on 6:15. Steve Ted here in the morning, and let's see, what else have we got going on? Had a little basketball last night. I know you're going to do some sports here in a minute, but I had the twins playing basketball last night. My twin granddaughters are 13. They go to the C's, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And as I understand it, the 7th grade girls have two teams. There's the A team, which is the deluxe, all the girls who can really play. And then the B team that the twins are on, I guess. This is the way I think.
Well, that's discriminatory.
Well, but the B team has been kicking the, you know what, out of everybody they played. The coach this year is doing a real good job with Stacy or with Jocelyn and Mary and those girls, and they pass to each other, very unselfish, and they make it. They're playing really good. I mean, they scored more than 40 games in like four games and won them all by about 30 points. So
dominance.
Something's going on there. And the twins, my granddaughters, are making baskets and actually enjoying the game of basketball, even though they're not in the upper crust. In the 7th grade.
Yeah. Is there any hope that they get called up to the A team, or is it already
No, they've already set it for the year.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
But I told my grandson Luke was at the game with me last night, and he goes to Carroll, you know, he's a big basketball fan. I said, Luke, did I ever tell you about the first time I got into a basketball game out at Henry Levitt Arena? No, Papa, what happened? I said, the first thing I did was foul somebody. He says, why? I said, so I want to get my name in a paper. And I knew I was going to make a shot, so that's what I did. He was aghast that I would do something like that. publicity hound. All right, it's coming up on 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Ted Woodward in sports on the sports desk for Leadoff Sports this morning, Ted.
We do have men's basketball in Lawrence tonight with the number 2 ranked team in the nation, the Kansas Jayhawks, going for their 8th win in a row. KU hosting Milwaukee. The Panthers come into Lawrence. Final home game of the decade for KU.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah. Next time they play at home, it'll be the 2020s.
Oh, okay.
The KU
the
has thus far played 157 games at home in this decade. How many of those have they won?
About 155.
150.
Really?
150 wins, 7 losses at home in the decade before the Jayhawks.
Yeah. Yep.
And they are currently on a 25-game home court winning streak, which is third best in the nation right now.
Wow.
Jayhawks and the Panthers. KU is a 26-point favorite going into this one. Live coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. Game tips off in Lawrence at 7 o'clock. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In the NBA last night, the Sacramento Kings going to Houston and beat the Rockets 119-118. In the starting lineup for the Kings, Buddy Hield, who went to Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. Buddy led the Kings with 26 points last night for the former Oklahoma Sooner. The Kings on back-to-back wins there for Sacramento. Monday Night Football last night, the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the New York Giants. Philly desperate for a win, trying to catch the Dallas Cowboys in the division. This thing would go overtime. And you heard the game live last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Wentz will be in the gun, leaning over, two tight ends. He looks at a four-man front, arms extended, shotgun snap, looks, catches his arm, throws in the end zone, touchdown, Ertz underneath the crossbar. Eagles have won the game in overtime.
Eagles snap a 3-game losing skid. The Giants have lost 9 in a row.
Ooh, wow.
So, with 3 weeks to go, the Eagles are 6-7. The Cowboys are 6-7. But right now, it's the Cowboys that own the tiebreaker. The Cowboys would be in the playoffs. The Eagles would be out. We still have 3 weeks to go. Happy birthday today to former Wichita State catcher Rick Rona, who is 56 today. Ended up playing for 4 teams in the big leagues as a backup catcher. He was a 5th-round draft pick to the majors out of the Shockers by the Chicago Cubs. former Cub, Rick Rona, 56 today. And a happy birthday to my sister, Ann.
Oh,
my
Angela.
Dear sister celebrating a birthday today.
All right. Happy birthday, Ann.
If you run into her out at the Warren West Theater, tell her happy birthday.
Hey, but back up just a little bit. What's going on with the Giants? Didn't they have
they're awful.
Didn't have one of those Manning brothers playing football for them?
Yeah, in fact, Eli was benched, and last night they brought him back to start. And they had a good first half. They didn't have a good second.
So he's benched because he's getting older? What's going on there?
That's part of it.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have a lot of help around him.
Oh, well, take your life in your own hands.
Down a little bit, of everything there.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, Giants are not good.
Happy birthday, Ann. 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentary. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.